who looks beyond my faults. See, somebody ain't got no faults this morning. And he sees my need. The need of his presence. When I call, he shows up. When I get on my knees, he answers. And for that, I gotta say thank you. Y'all free to be seated. Y'all free to do whatever your heart content is. But I stand before you to tell you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody heal you like Jesus can. Can't nobody deliver you for showing up for real like Jesus can. Oh, hallelujah. I got him delivered, folks, in the house. I dare some delivered folk just to think for a few minutes. Think about the last temptation. Oh, y'all, see, y'all don't want to be real. Think about the last time the devil tried you. It might have been last night. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. Just because you say it don't mean the devil don't try you. It might have been last week. But is anybody still delivered? Anybody still delivered? So you can testify to somebody that don't know he's a keeper if you want to be kept. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's a keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he's a keeper. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm not going to tell you to sit down, because if you got a praise, I ain't going to stop you. I don't know your story like you know it. If you still feel like running, be my guest. I'm not going to stop you. Matter of fact, I'll tell the musicians to keep playing. Hallelujah. Because I know he's worthy. I know that he's deserving of every single thing I have. And even if I had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to say thank you, Jesus, for everything that God's done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you just to meditate for a few moments right now about how God has brought you through everything, through sickness, through abandonment, how God brought you from the mistakes and decisions that you made yourself, how his grace covered you from being exposed. See, y'all ain't got to be real. I'm talking the truth. I want somebody just to think for a few minutes. I ain't trying to make you shout. I'm trying to show you what gratitude really is. Because when you stop and you think about what he's done, you lay down pride. you lay down your agenda and you say, God, you really have been good to me. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. Y'all don't know why I'm singing this, but I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and think things over, all of my good days outweigh all of my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low to where I can hardly see the road. Then I ask the question, Lord, sometimes I've got to say, why so much pain? Oh, but he knows what's best for me. Even when my weary eyes cannot see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain, because God's been good to me. I've realized that he's been good to me. More than you of this world could ever be. God's been good to me. Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Anybody had to cry in the midnight hour? He turned my midnight, into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I don't know where your midnight is, but God's turning your midnight into day. Yeah. All you got to do is say, thank you, Lord. This is the will of God that concerns you, that in all things you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God has already turned it around for your good. Thank you. What the devil thought sickness would do. See, somebody that's been sick know what I'm talking about. What the devil thought sickness would do, God said, no, I've designed it for my glory. You have infected the thought of the thing with doubt and fear. But God says, no matter what the enemy has put his mouth on, God says its design is what he's designed it to do. And that's to bring his name glory. I got sick so I could get healed. You ain't got to say nothing to me. I know the God that I serve. You got abandoned so God could show you what true companionship was. Lord, now I'm prophesying to somebody. You've been looking at it in one light, but God said, I designed it for my glory. You looked at being let go as being something terrible, but God was trying to get you to let go so that he could truly release what's destined for you. But let me tell you something about the God that we serve. He's so infinite in his wisdom, he knows everything. And so he says, I cannot release this to you until you release that, because that ain't what I gave you. And sometimes we hold on to things a little too long. Lord, I don't know where I'm going, but sometimes we hold on to things too long. Sometimes God will allow us to go to a certain place for a period of time. But if we're not submitted to the cause and the presence of God, we miss the season being over. And then we wonder why there's no more harvest, because God said the fruit is gone. And let me tell you something about God. God won't allow any more fruit to come where he's not planted seeds. So the reason why that place is still dead is because that season is over. Oh, God, have mercy. I don't know who you're talking to, Jesus, but thank you. Whew. Hallelujah. I do honor God today. I honor him. Oh, I don't have the words to express it all, y'all. But I honor him for being my keeper. I thank him for sending his son Jesus to die for me and saving my soul. The Bible says that every man work out his own soul salvation, y'all. So I got to thank him for being my savior. You can thank him next week when it's your opportunity, but I got to tell him thank you for being my savior, because I was messed up. Oh, y'all ain't see. I was messed up. I was tore up. Y'all might have not caught me on the camera because it wasn't me, but it was me. I just wasn't on the camera. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I thank God for saving me. And I bless God for the Holy Ghost who keeps, leads, and guides me into all truth. Hallelujah. And I honor God for my apostle and Lady Smalls in their absence. I thank God for those beautiful angels that the Lord has given to us. Honor Apostle and Mother Sue in their absence as their ministry assignment. Thank you, Lord. And I bless God for all of you. There is a prayer request. I want us to take a moment through all the meditation that we've done and the gratitude that we've now received to pray for Brother Gerard Bell's family. Pray for his sister who's in the hospital. And we just want God to know that we still believe he's a healer. That's all. Anybody believe God is still a healer? That's all I want you to do is come in agreement with your belief that I know he's a healer. So we're going to pray. Father, we lift up Gerard's sister in your presence right now, Father. Her condition that's in the hospital, God, we know, God, that you are a healer. And so, Father, we ask you now, God, to send your healing virtue, Father, to her body. God, touch every organ that has been affected by this disease, Father. Touch her blood, Father. I ask you to even purge it now, God. Send the antibodies and the white cells, God. I don't care what the count may be, but, Father, I know that you're able to do a creative miracle. So, Father, create new cells in her blood, Father. Create, oh, God, that which is damaged to be healed even now, Father. Create new tissue, Father, that is alive in the name of Jesus. And Father, I give you the glory right now, Lord, because you said anything that we stand praying and believing, God, you shall do. And Father, we thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody that believes, just shout amen. So be it in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I won't be before you very long today. Let me give you these scriptures. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 19, then John chapter 14, verse 23, and Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Maybe we'll get there. Exodus 19, starting at verse number 10. And what I want to talk to you today about, I asked the Lord what his desire was, and he wanted to talk about the latter glory. And I said, okay, Father. The latter glory. Say the latter glory. One thing you have to understand about the latter glory is that it's the destiny of God for us to be in the latter. The former was good. It had its design and it served its purpose. But we've got to learn how to transition from what was to what God is saying is. Amen. We've got to learn how to move into to the design destiny of God. And it's the latter glory. And this is last week at the prayer vigil. I was sitting with Brother Jerome, and we were talking, and the Lord said, visitation does not bring validation. Inhabitation provides affirmation. And he was talking about folks that name his name but don't really possess his character. And because he'll show up, folks feel validated. Y'all don't have to say nothing because this is going to hit some of us. Because we in the service. Oh, we feel something. But when you go home, you don't have no inhabitation. Visitation does not bring validation. Just because God show up don't mean everything in your life is right. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the reason why is because God has a requirement. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness is not hard. It's right. Did y'all hear that? Holiness is not difficult. It's right. It's living right. Oh, see, y'all ain't got to say nothing to me. Holiness is not a hard thing. It's just what is right. It's the nature of God. It's the character of God. He's right. So he says, I want you to be right because I'm right. It's that simple. And so because people feel that God visited them on Sunday, let me tell you something. God will show up in here if it's one person that really want him. It could be 1,000 people in a building, and if one person truly want God, he'll come down for that one person. And because God is so loving and so kind, folks take his presence for granted because they don't understand what his presence produces. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Stay with me just a few moments. And so because God visits, and let me explain something to you. Visitation was under the former glory. So it's relevant, but in the former season. In the Old Testament, God only visited the children of Israel. Y'all don't have to say nothing. He would show up on a mountain. He would show up in a bush. He would show up at the front door, but he didn't stay. Visitation was a rule of spiritual law under the former glory. And so if we were still living under the law, then it would be valid. But now that we're not living under the law, because Christ came to deliver us from the letter, because the letter killeth, living under the latter glory. The Bible says that the latter glory shall be greater than the former. And Jesus tells us, let's go to Exodus. I'm going to read it for you, Exodus 19. What version do you have up there? It's just King James. Yeah, let's do that. Are you there? Say amen. Exodus 19 and 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. When do they get sanctified? Wow. And let them wash their clothes. Let me say something. God told them to get sanctified today and tomorrow. What was happening yesterday? I just want to show you this was the former glory. Okay. Watch this. Verse 11. And be ready against the third day. He said, be ready. Let me tell y'all something. God ain't telling us I'm going to come see you tomorrow. Y'all better hear this. Y'all better hear this. This is the form of glory. And tell them to be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds upon the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. there shall not any hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. Say, it shall not live. Wow, the former glory did not play. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up on to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people. And they washed their clothes. Jesus, have mercy. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not near your wives. Wait a second. You mean to tell me that in the former glory, and see, this is what you have to say about visitation. The word visitation means by appointment only. Oh, God, have mercy. And so the former glory, the only way God was able to get to his people was by appointment only. God didn't have the liberty. God didn't have the liberty. God didn't have the liberty just to come and see about his people when he wanted to. Why not? Because they wasn't living a life that his presence could stand. And so he had to come visit them by appointment only. He had to tell them, wash your clothes. Don't sleep with your wife. Don't go out drinking for the next couple of days because I got to come see you. And because of who I am, if I show up and there's sin in you, you're going to be out. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I cannot change. But because I love you, I'm trying to provide a way to come and see you. And so he says, I'm going to make an appointment with my people. And so because so many folks live in this mentality, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to live the way I want to live Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, I got to make sure I drink some coffee so I'm sober enough. So when I walk in on Sunday, I don't smell like. Because we're so accustomed to God making appointments with us. If you would recognize that God's appointment is telling you that you don't have him living on the inside, you might come to a recognition of submission. God, I need you. Not on Sunday, every day. But we've got a generation of church folk that appointment with God is on Sunday. That's when I'm going to meet Jesus. That's the former glory. Because, see, the former glory, because, God knew the design of his people. He knew their makeup. He knew that they did not have the ability to house him. Oh, God, have mercy. He knew that they didn't have that ability yet. Thank you, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. Y'all see that? Lord Jesus, don't tell Apostle, y'all. I want to get... Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Deacon. Oh, Titus, you got to be catching this stuff, man. Get me in trouble. Lord have mercy. We've got a generation of folk that just, they're so accustomed to God showing up only on Sunday, and when they go to church, they don't see him at the house. Should I do this? I think I am. How many of you have had an experience at home that you ain't never had in no church? Don't it feel good to know God at house? Don't it feel good to know he at the house? Let me see if I can find some show enough saints. How many of you done had an experience you ain't never had at home or at church, at work? In the office, had to go in the bathroom. Ain't it good to know that God go wherever you go? Anybody ever had an experience with God in the car, and when you came back conscious, you didn't know how you got where you was at? Don't it feel good? good to know that God goes wherever you go. But see, folks that have the former glory mentality don't allow God in the car. They allow 99.7. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't got to say nothing to me. I ain't talking about the brand T. Excuse me. I ain't talking about the brand. Jesus. I ain't talking about the brand name. I'm just talking about the music. Y'all don't got to say that. The standard. See, y'all say the standard. Amen. Praise the Lord. And see, sometimes because folks who got that old mentality have to make the appointment with God. And so they say, well, this morning, instead of listening to that, because I'm going through, I'm going to put this CD in. And then after I feel better. And you can tell the folks that's used to appointment because they brag about it. How many had an appointment? You said, man, I went to the doctor yesterday, and this is what they said. That's how folks are when they have appointments. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But see, when you see him every day, when you talk to him every day, when you know he's on the inside every day. So folk that's under the form of glory, oh, and all day long, I just listened to the CD, and oh, man, it was just so awesome. Why don't you want that every day? What's in your mind that tells you that it's only by appointment? Oh, it's okay to do that today. Why is that not consistent? It's your choice. How many of you realize that Christ and God and the Holy Spirit's inhabitation on the inside of you is by choice? You choose to let him abide in you. He desires and he wants to. But if you don't allow him to, guess what? He'll stand at the door and. He says, behold, I stand at the door and I. See, folks are used to the visit. And they're used to the appointment. And so when he shows up knocking at the door because the appointment wasn't made, they don't answer. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What am I talking about? When God nudges them at 3:00 in the morning, they turn over. When they're at work and God says, come on, open your mouth and tell them about me. When they're in the supermarket and they see something, a label or anything, quench your thirst, and they feel like preaching. Y'all know y'all ain't got to be no preacher. You hear something, you say, ooh, I could preach that. You just hear. But they ignore it. They don't allow God to minister because he's standing and he's knocking. But because it ain't Sunday morning. Because apostle ain't delivering the message. Y'all don't have to say nothing. Those are folks who are under the former glory mentality. And as long as you are under that mentality, you never walk into the blessings of the latter glory. What blessings? I ain't talking about no house and car and shoe and suit. I'm talking about the blessing of God's presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. See, let me explain something to you. Sometimes it gets so difficult at work, I have to start singing. I don't start singing to not cuss. I start singing for the presence to show up. See, y'all ain't got to say nothing. See, when he's on the inside, anytime you open your mouth and release him, he manifests. There have been times, Lord have mercy, that I walk through the storm. People say, something look different about you. Yeah, because I'm walking in the glory. You don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. Mm-hmm. Go to John. Just want to read these scriptures and we'll keep talking. 14 and 23, King James. Let me read. Inhabitation. means to set, remain, abide, to be enthroned. To be enthroned means to invest with sovereign power or with the authority of an high office. See, inhabitation provides affirmation. Affirmation simply means that God is with you. Doesn't mean that God's around you or that God shows up from time to time. It means that God is with you. It is Emmanuel, God with us. It means that he is enthroned in you. Lord, have mercy. Did you hear that? Enthroned. Who sits on a throne? Royalty. That's where he rules. That's where his decrees come from. That's where his commands come from. And Lord, have mercy. For him to be enthroned in you means that the power of heaven abides on the inside of you. So wherever you are, you have the ability to command heaven's atmosphere. But see, if he don't live in you, you don't have that authority. Mm-hmm. 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Means we will abide there. Acts 1 and 8, he says, we will abide there. It's your choice. You've got to allow God to do this. You've got to allow him to sit on your heart, to invest his authority and power in you. It's an awesome thing how the creator of everything, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, has chosen to place his throne in me. Say, his throne is in me. Say it again, his throne is in me. God rules in you. What are you talking about? His glory is not like a coat that you can put on and take off. His presence is a part of who you are. He's enthroned. 1 and 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and all Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, all I wanted to show you was when he is enthroned, he has released authority to you. What that means is you now have the access to walk in the latter glory. The latter glory is that God don't have to make appointments to show up on your behalf. In other words, he ain't got to tell you, get ready for me to come over here tomorrow. No, he can tell you instantly, don't do this, because if you do, this is going to be detriment to you. The Holy Ghost can stop you before you go into a place. Amen. When I rededicated my life to the Lord in the year 2000, came to college. This is for some of y'all that's going to college now. And I had, you know, been going, I got saved I had my Damascus experience in May, that May of 2000, and rededicated my life in July 30th. And I remember getting to school and I met some preachers. You know, I'm trying to surround myself with the right people. You ever try to surround yourself with the right people? You ever tried to surround yourself with the right people? See, y'all ain't hear what I said. And that was the problem, because all I could see was the outside, but God saw the heart. And so, you know, I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's an assistant pastor. Oh, wow. Oh, he's an elder in the Lord's church. Oh, wow. I'm just, because of the name. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, wait a while. And so, you know, they were a part of this... I don't know the difference between sororities. Sororities is for girls, right? So he was part of a fraternity. Whatever. When I came to find out, he could have been in both. So anyway, so we were here, and he's like, oh, man, yeah, we're going to go down to my fraternity's whatever this thing was. Y'all, I ain't had a clue about none of this stuff. Okay, when I tell you, I'm just this country down home. We had rabbits and chickens in a garden. I ain't know nothing about none of this foolishness going on downtown. I didn't been downtown in the city that I lived in, okay, let alone downtown in somebody else's city. So I didn't know what was going on. So one of my classmates said, you know it's a party, right? I said, party? Ain't no party. And then I said, wait a minute. God, you delivered me from partying. Now, hold up. So I had to go break out the white pants and the black silk shirt. I said, let me try one more time. Let me see if I got it one more time. This is country. Lord, this is country. But anyway, so, you know, I got in the car. But y'all, I was a different person. I had the same temptation, but I was a different person. Lord have mercy, that'll preach all by itself. And the Holy Ghost said, you ain't supposed to go. And at that time, I was so submitted, I said, we in the car on route, y'all. On transition to downtown, on I-26. And I said in the car, I didn't have no tack. I still got a very small. And I said, in the name of Jesus, God, let the party be shut down. Let the police be there. And you know this man, why you say that? Y'all, as soon as we pulled up, whoop, police everywhere shut down. They said, you ain't going nowhere else with us. I said, good. Good. God will tell you instantly under the ladder glory. Because he has the ability to abide in you. What happened is that God has designed a people now that have the ability to house who he is. We have the ability to house holiness. In other words, we have the ability to live right. I didn't say the other ones didn't have the ability to live right. They had the ability under the law. You got to understand, he designed us differently. Lord, have mercy. See, God so fit to let you be born in this era and in this time, under this making, under this molding, the potter formed you for the purpose of the latter glory. What that signifies is that wherever you go, he ought to reign. So when you at work and they start acting fool, you ought to say, in the name of Jesus. And see, what happens is when you release God, his presence manifests. And so, see, what happens is he doesn't change. And so his requirements are the same. They just get, matter of fact, they get a little bit stricter. And so what happens, he said, tell nobody not to touch the mountain. You can't touch my presence if you ain't clean. And so what happens is when the presence of God manifests wherever you are, everything that's not like God has to go. You ever been somewhere and you started praying and next thing you know, people started leaving? Man, let me go. I don't like this. You eating lunch and they just pick up their stuff. I'm going to go eat my car. I don't know what's going on here. Because you have the ability to command your atmosphere when God is enthroned in you. I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed. Now see, we got the Prince of Peace living on the inside. And so when hell is in your atmosphere, you got to release the Prince. And I ain't talking about, I'm talking about Prince Jesus. Look, they might have been the same height, but Jesus got some power. That's all I got to say. Oh, Lord, let me stop acting up. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The ladder glory. The privilege of the ladder glory is that God is with you everywhere. And so this is the thing the Lord wants us to understand. Is that if you are under the mentality that God has to still make an appointment with you, you got to change that. What do I mean? If your actions say that God only shows up on Sunday, if your actions tell you that God only show up when you come to church, God only shows up when you go to the special revival meeting, God only shows up when you call a certain person, then you're under the former glory mentality, which means you're not able to access this latter glory. What it means is you were not designed to house the former glory. You weren't created to house it. You were designed for the latter glory. That's why you're never satisfied. That's why we're not satisfied going to places when God show up once every other year. When God only show up during Holy Ghost revival meeting. He ought to be here every time we come through the door because he should be in here. Y'all know why we have such a good time? Because there's some folks in here, and I can't say everybody, but there's some folks in here that really love God and got him in here. And so when they get in here, they open up their mouth and they release him. It's the power, the privilege of the latter glory. Having God enthroned in you. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all a little trick, children. What I used to do. Children's little trick I used to use. Because, you know, sometimes your parents wear your nerve, you know. And sometimes y'all get on the cheering nerve. And not because y'all saying the right thing, just because y'all, come on now, y'all know. Sometimes your wife get on your nerve because certain things she do, and sometimes your husband get on your nerve because certain things he do. It's just certain things you do that just irritate people. It ain't got to be wrong. You just do it. Leaving the toothpaste off the top. You get on my nerve. Don't do that. Leaving trash in my car when you get. Wait a minute. You brought this wrap in here. Take your wrap out my car. It's just certain things you do. And so I remember my father used to fuss. He just fussed to fuss, okay? You done said yes, sir, 1,000 times. You done did what he said, and he still fuss. And so I developed a little trick that used to help. And he'd get so mad, but he couldn't say nothing. When he'd go to fussing, I start singing, "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." And then it's one verse in that hymn, "Not the preacher, not the deacon." And he'd been the head deacon, so he couldn't say nothing. "But it's me, oh Lord." I sing that verse right there time and time. And he's like, What I'm telling you is, no matter what frustration you have, wherever you are, you've got to release God. Amen. Wherever you are, you've got to release God, and God will command your atmosphere to the atmosphere of heaven, an atmosphere of peace, and where his glory can reign. Don't you want that? You have a right to a holy atmosphere. And the way you do that is you open your mouth and release the King of Kings. You release glory. You release holiness. And everything that's not like God has to bow at the name of Jesus. It has to bow at his presence. Say, I'm living in the latter glory. Come on, say, I'm walking in the latter glory. I abide in the latter glory. The latter glory is my home. The latter glory is my staying place. The latter glory is my inheritance. The latter glory belongs to me in Jesus' name. This means he's on the inside. And let me say this to somebody who may, you're saying, you know what, preacher, I didn't realize that I was making appointments. I didn't recognize that the reason why my life was going the way it was going was because I was not allowing God to rule from in here. I was allowing him to just rule on Sundays and when I felt like it. But when you have God living on the inside, whether you feel like it or not, you just submit it. Because it's how you live. You live that way, and so it's not foreign to you to say, yes, Lord, even when your body don't feel like going. Oh, y'all ain't got to say nothing. You show up, even when you tired. I watch the commitment of some folk, and I say, Lord, I know it can't be nobody but you. I don't have no spouse and children and got to cook for 900 people and then still got to come to church and do stuff. But I commend some of you that have to, that make that sacrifice because you love God. If I had, I'd take it off to you. Because that's an honorable thing, that you love God enough to sacrifice your own personal agenda. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I honor you. And see God, when you live the life, you just do it. Because you love God. You show up to prayer. Tie it in your uniform. But because you love God, you make the sacrifice every time you can, you do. Amen. Amen. And so somebody's saying, you know what, preacher, I just didn't realize that this is what I was doing. I didn't realize that God could show up in me everywhere I am. I didn't recognize that God's desire is to be with me everywhere I am. Let me tell you, unlock the potential of the latter glory. Everybody standing. And then there might be somebody here who says, you know what, preacher? I want that ability you were talking about, that wherever I go, the atmosphere of heaven can show up, the manifested presence of God, because that's what glory is the presence of God manifested, can just show up wherever I am. You can't have that apart from Jesus. And so somebody might say, well, you know what? I've never accepted him. And let me explain something to you. Without him, you'll never know true peace. Without him, you'll never know true, consistent joy. The one thing about our Savior is that he is consistent. He is the Prince of Peace. He's always peace. And when you got him, guess what you always got? Peace. And apart from him, you'll never have that consistency. Let me give you this opportunity to come to know him as Savior and Lord. Let's give you this opportunity to rededicate your mind and your life to the Lord. Let's give you this opportunity to say, Lord, you know what? I didn't realize that I was making appointments with you. Forgive me. Help me to unlock the potential of the latter glory. See, some of you know him, but you just hadn't been submitted. And so when he knocked on the door of your heart, it wasn't Sunday, so you ignored him. Come on, when you don't know, you don't know. But the Lord has come today to give you truth. The Lord just wants to unlock the potential of his presence in you. He wants to unlock the potential of his presence inside of you, that wherever you go, he can show up. And if you release him, he will. Do I have any witness that know that he'll show up?